I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. I was fortunate to be born into a family that understood the connections between science, spirituality, and religion. My father was a physicist, and my mother had a degree in psychology. Every night after dinner, we talked about these subjects. I was much younger than my teenage siblings, but my father always expected me to have an opinion. When I was a kid, my nickname was Punky. My father would say, "Punky, what do you think about time and space?" I'm not sure my answers were very academic, but it's quite empowering for a five-year-old to have the floor, knowing that others respect your opinion. Knowing my parents encouraged this kind of thinking allowed me to hit the ground running. I wanted to know the answers to the big questions, like who are we and why are we here? It wasn't until my parents noticed my keen interest in extraordinary phenomena that they shared some of their more unusual experiences with me. In my early 20s, I took a Silva mind control course. Unfortunately, that title has been very misunderstood. Silva mind control is not about controlling other people's minds. It's about learning to control and expand your own consciousness. As an example, during that weekend of training, to my great surprise, I learned I could communicate telepathically with others. It was just a beginning, but sparked my curiosity about phenomena operating beyond the material world. One night, when I was discussing this with my father, he told me about what happened to him the evening his first wife passed away. She died suddenly of an infection during childbirth, leaving my father with a newborn baby, a three-year-old, and a six-year-old. My father said the night of her death, he woke up to find a small yellow bird sitting at the bottom of his bed, singing its heart out. He said to me, "Punky, I'm a scientist. I did all the checking a rational person could do to make sure I wasn't dreaming. I checked the time on the clock. I even pinched myself. I was definitely awake. I think Helen was coming back to assure me that everything would be okay. I haven't told this to anyone because I don't think anybody'd believe me, but I have faith that you will." A few years later, my mother also confided in me. When she was 15, her father died. A few nights after his death, she noticed a bright light in the living room. Thinking someone had mistakenly left the light on, she walked down the hall and into the living room, where she saw her father sitting in his chair, surrounded by a bright light. About 4 years later, she saw the same light again in the living room, but this time there was no one there, just the light. She found out later that on that day, her boyfriend, who was fighting in Europe in World War II, was severely injured, losing both his legs in a bomb explosion. My mother was only a teenager and was scared to death by these experiences. She never told anyone until she was in her 30s, when she became keenly interested in investigating the paranormal. You might wonder why I'm telling you these stories. I'm not recounting them because they're sensational, but rather to say that they are not exceptional. Many people have them. Perhaps you've had one yourself. By telling our stories, we help to desensitize the shock factor and remove the stigma associated with the paranormal. By talking about our stories, we encourage others to do the same. And guess what? The eye-rolling stops, and we begin to listen to each other in a new and better way. For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening.